Greet you all in the name of Jesus. I was asked to share an opening meditation this morning, and I want to do that. When I was asked to do this, it didn't take me real long to decide what to speak on or what to discuss or the subject, because it's something that God is doing in my life. So the title that I have is, Am I Seeing Things? Am I Seeing Things? And so I would like to just start by, if you could turn to Matthew 7. And I would like to read verses 1 through 5. Judge not, that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So I looked at the word mote, and I'm sure these are all familiar verses, and I'm sure everyone here knows them. But mote, in the center column says speck, so it's pretty small. The word beam says plank. So whether it's a beam or a plank, it's considerably larger than a speck. And then it also speaks in verse 5 about a hypocrite. So what I take from this is, if we see something in a brother or someone, maybe a fault that he has, and we may have that same fault, I am maybe accusing or seeing this thing in him, but I am maybe guilty of the same thing, that is a hypocrite, and I've been guilty of that. And like I said earlier, the Lord has been working on me in this area, and maybe being critical, or just being critical, probably the most. There's a little story or account that I would like to give to kind of illustrate this a little bit. It's a true story, and it happened to me. About 20 years ago, maybe 18 to 20 years ago, I have done a lot of repairs. I had different times I had a shop and did metal working and things, and I did a lot of grinding. And there's other people here that know that a little speck of metal can easily get into your eye, and that's what happened to me. That's happened quite a few different times to me, but in this particular instance, it got in my eye, and I was determined to get it out by myself, and I tried to get it out. I tried washing my eye, I tried taking something and picking it out, and it just didn't work. My eye got very irritated, and it affected my vision. I don't think my eye was I don't think my eye was infected, but it was very irritated. And the more I tried to get it out, the more light hurt my eye, and the more it wanted to just close up and just to protect itself. So I finally had to go to a specialist that could had the right tools to get it out. He numbed my eye, and he got it out. But by that time, it was probably 3 days that it was in there by the time he got it out. And by that time, there was some scar tissue. There was actually rust that had leached into my eye, and it wasn't good. It probably wasn't far away from starting to be infected. So, but I finally had relief, and he put some antibiotic in it, and it was a while, probably a couple of days before my eye felt normal. Since then, I've gotten a speck of steel into my eye again, and there have been once or twice, or maybe a couple of times, when was grinding with a grinder, and I was in too much of a hurry, and I didn't wear safety glasses. So I figured, okay, I need to wear safety glasses to prevent this, but there's also been times when it's gotten into my eye, even with safety glasses on. So the conclusion I came to is that it happens, and the thing that I need to do is take care of it right away. And so I see a parallel in the spiritual that all of us are human, and things are going to happen. We're going to have faults. Things are going to happen, but the important thing is to once we become aware of them, let's take care of them before the damage is too great. If I do see a fault in someone, and I can't really see clearly if there's something in my life, and I may try to help, but the speck can grow, and it can affect my vision, and it can cause scar tissue. Someone may see something in me and may try to point it out, but if I'm closed to it and not open to discussing it or taking it out, it can cause problems. It can eventually cause blindness and death to my spiritual life. We can try to avoid these, and we do, but since we're human, we will face these things. My thoughts went to two small accounts, short accounts in the Bible that I want to read yet. One is about David and Nathan. And I just want to read that in 2 Samuel 12, where Nathan pointed out something, and David saw right away what he was saying, but he didn't apply it to his own life right away, but he did see it then. And what I'm seeing is that David was very willing. As soon as he saw it, he was willing to take care of it. David was a man after God's own heart. So 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 7. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. So David saw there. I'm going to stop reading there, but we know the story. The other account is in Matthew 18:23-35. Verse 23, Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So it's kind of thought-provoking. It's so easy to see what happened here. But I've found that it's not that easy to see myself when these things happen. And that's what brothers and sisters are for, to help each other, and I'm thankful for that. That's pretty much all I have. There was maybe a couple verses here that blessed me too. If I can find it, I didn't write it down. Okay, here in Matthew 6:22-23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So I just want to encourage everyone to give this some thought, just because I believe the Lord was speaking to me, and I was encouraged. So God bless you.